Have you read any new comics lately? Jane asked him.
No, but I might draw one of the Snake Oil Man. I wonder what he looks like.
Tom loved to draw his friends as comic book heroes, and Allison believed he was great at it. Every winter, they would huddle in Jane's house drinking hot chocolate, while Tom acted out comic book stories or explained complicated superhero plots.
What happened then, when he was last in town?
Jane said.
Well,
Tom began as they walked along.
He pitched up at the same woods, the Devil's Crossroads. He was in an old wagon like the ones you see in Western movies. He sold remedies, and my cousin's friend, let's call him Mike. Anyways, Mike went for a cure.
For what? Jane interrupted.
I don't know. I forgot. He got one anyway, and someone else he didn't like got the same problem instead.
Huh? Allison said. She twisted the top off her Coke, stopping to enjoy the hissing sound.
So he traded his problem? I guess so. Everyone in town knew, but nobody said anything. I mean, how could they? It was all just a rumor, I suppose.
Weird, Jane said as she linked arms with her friends. They came upon the tree line to the woods. It was a place they knew older kids with their own cars came to drink and make out. Three separate dirt tracks met up in the middle, and local people called it the Devil's Crossroads. They all said it was haunted, although nobody ever knew what or who it was supposed to be haunted by.
We'll cut through,
Tom said.
Follow me.
Allison wished she had a sweater. It was cooler inside the woods, even though it was a bright, hot day. The three crept along like a small commando until they began to hear the sound of a man's deep voice.
Stay low,
Tom told them. Jane and Allison shuffled along behind him until they came to a thick line of spiky bushes. A cloth-sided wagon with Cure-All written on the side stood parked on the exact spot the three tracks crossed. An old gray horse lazily chewed grass at the side of the wagon's small wooden steps.
Wow, Jane exclaimed. This is so weird.